In this video, we are talking about listening for the Holy Spirit without shame or confusion. Some Christians become nervous when they hear the phrase, "Listen to the Holy Spirit." They wonder, "What if I get it wrong? What if I confuse my own thoughts with God's leading? What if I feel nothing? What if I have been told that every painful feeling means I lack faith?" This course does not use the Holy Spirit as a way to pressure, shame, or manipulate people. The Holy Spirit is the comforter, counselor, helper, and Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit does not invite us into confusion, condemnation, or spiritual performance. The Holy Spirit leads us toward Jesus Christ, truth, repentance, wisdom, love, holiness, courage, and hope. Listening for the Holy Spirit in self-conversation begins humbly. We are not trying to invent a message from God. We are not trying to force a feeling. We are not trying to make every thought sound spiritual. We are learning to pause and pray. Holy Spirit, help me see what is true. Help me receive what God has said. Help me resist what is false. Help me take one faithful step. This matters because many inward conversations are fast and automatic. A thought comes quickly. You are a failure. A feeling follows shame. A reaction follows. Hiding, anger, despair, or giving up. The Holy Spirit helps us slow down. Instead of immediately agreeing with the thought, we can ask, is this conviction or is this condemnation? Conviction is specific. It leads us to confession, grace, repair, and life. Condemnation attacks identity. It says you are hopeless, you are worthless, God is finished with you. That is not the voice of the Good Shepherd. Jesus tells the truth, but he does not destroy his sheep. Listening also includes wisdom and safety. If someone is in danger, being abused, tempted to self-harm, or facing a medical or mental health crisis, the next faithful step may include reaching out for immediate help, following safety procedures, contacting a qualified professional, or telling a trusted leader. The Holy Spirit is not opposed to wise support. He often leads us toward it. So practice the simple prayer. Holy Spirit, bring scripture into my inner conversation. Help me know the difference between truth and shame. Lead me toward Jesus and one faithful step. That is a gentle and faithful beginning.